Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. We're going to be talking about why ignoring human design is holding you back in your business. If you have seen human design and you've thought, that's not for me, I'm not sure what that's all about, this is the episode for you. Welcome to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. This is the podcast for solopreneurs who want to step up their brand and marketing and elevate their business through their own unique magic that is human design. My name is Teresa and I'm a brand and web designer. For me, discovering and studying human design was a game changer for my business. These days, I am passionate about guiding you to create your own growth and alignment throughout your own business. Ready to elevate your own brand and marketing? Let's do it. Welcome back to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. This is a podcast for solopreneurs looking to infuse their businesses with the power of human design. I'm your host, Teresa, and in today's episode, we're diving deep into the question about why ignoring human design is holding you back. So if you ever find yourself stuck in a cycle of frustration or hopelessness, or tirelessly striving to make your business a success, only to feel like you're spinning your wheels. Well, you're not alone, right? Countless people experience the same anguish, and they pour their heart and souls into their businesses and yet still are falling short of what they want, their desired outcomes. So it's really like a cycle that never ends of trial and error, trying every strategy under the sun, yet never quite finding that missing piece of the puzzle. Like, I have been there, let me tell you, as someone who has journeyed through the trenches, right? I know firsthand the toll it can take on yourself. Despite my best efforts, my business still wasn't where I wanted to be. I was burnt out and overworked and trying all of the things. But then everything changed when I discovered the power of human design. It literally changed everything in my business and my life. So understanding your human design can 100% fast track your business and get it on the right path, like I know from experience. So for years, I hustled and hustled. I tried every tactic and strategy in the book to grow my business. Yet no matter how hard I worked, the success just never happened. And, it just always seemed out of reach, And like I said, it wasn't until I stumbled on human design that I finally found the clarity and the direction that I had been searching for, right? Suddenly, everything clicked into place. By understanding and infusing human design into my business, it really brought me a sense of ease and flow to my work. I gained confidence to be authentically me and show up as the real me. And I unlocked really a big, deep understanding of how I needed to operate to achieve success. So, it's like a veil had been lifted and, it made things start to feel aligned and effortless. So I want to look at today the four things that human design can do for you in your business. So if you are totally new to human design, or you've ran a human design chart, you've dabbled a little bit, you've Googled a few things, maybe you've even gone a little bit deeper and had a chart reading, or maybe you've even been watching my stuff on Instagram or whatever, right? These are the reasons why human design is such a game changer and worth you spending a little bit of time looking into it. So the first thing we're going to talk about is confident decision making, right? Understanding your human design can really, really help your ability to make decisions with confidence in your business. So, you know, if you're a generator with a defined sacral center, you might find that making decisions based on your gut feelings leads to more aligned choices, right? Because that's how you are designed to operate. You'll learn to trust those gut responses and, you know, whether you use that for deciding on new projects or, you know, partnerships or even, you know, your marketing. That confidence in decision making can really streamline your business and really lead to those, you know, aligned outcomes. So understanding, basically what I'm saying is understanding how you are designed to make decisions is going to help you stay on the right path and keep you on track in your business because you will confidently know how to make a decision. I want to give you an example. I use this example a lot in my human design business chart readings with my clients. So a friend and I, you know, caught up one day, we're just chatting and we came up with this idea for a business. I may have even used this example in a podcast episode before. I can't remember. But we had this idea. We got excited about it, you know. We are both emotional generators. So we were actually on an emotional high, right? And I'm like, yes, I'm so in with this idea. She's like, yeah, let's do it, right? The next day, I thought about this idea and I realized it was not for me. So once my emotional wave regulated, like that is how I need to make decisions. I need to give myself 24 hours, wait for my emotions to be neutral and then make a decision. And when I thought about it, then I realized, no, actually, this isn't the right thing for me right now. So the old me would have dove straight in. I would have, you know, as soon as I came home, I would have started researching and going into everything and, you know, wasting hours and hours of time. I probably would have started designing the logo and, you know, playing with the website and all those kinds of things. So by having confidence in my decision making, I am saving myself a shitload of time and, you know, a lot of time going down the wrong path. So the second thing I want to talk about is understanding your gifts. So human design really gives insight into your unique gifts and talent. And, you know, that can be invaluable in, you know, in your business offerings. So for example, you know, knowing even how your energy centers work and those kinds of things, you know, if you have a defined throat center, you're naturally gifted in communication, right? I've got a defined throat center, so I leverage this strength, right, to do things like record this podcast. You know, I will use it to set up masterclasses and things in my business. I know that that is something that I need to work with, so I infuse that where I can. So by aligning what you do in your business with your gifts and in your defined areas and things, you're not only going to work, enjoy your work more, but you're also going to attract clients who resonate with, you know, what you're doing. The third thing is knowledge of income streams and business models. So your human design can really guide you in selecting income streams and business models that align with your energy type and your strengths, right? We look at lots of things. We go through my Genius Business Foundations program. One of the aspects we do is look at your business foundations. And so we look at your income streams, your business models, and your signature offerings and align that with some different areas of your human design, right? So, you know, it could be your energy type and things, your profile lines and all, and, you know, lots of different areas that we bring together to really come up with that foundational stuff that's really aligned to you. So as an example, right, you're a manifesting generator, right? And, you know, so you're a manifesting generator, you're a multitasker, you got a passion for creativity and those kinds of things. So you may explore diverse income streams, right? You know, for you, you may do some kind of one-on-one service work, but you may also have digital products or online courses that, you know, help really tap into that multifaceted nature that you have. So aligning your business model with your human design, you're gonna create a sustainable and fulfilling income flow. So the fourth thing is energetic operation in business and marketing. So understanding how you energetically operate can revolutionize your approach to business and your marketing. So when I say how you energetically operate, I'm mainly talking about your energy type and your strategy. So each energy type, each of the five energy types, has a specific way that they really need to operate, right? So for me as a generator, I thrive on responding to opportunities that resonate with my energy, right? Rather than initiating action impulsively. So by applying that sort of rule or principle to my marketing and my business offerings and things, right, I'm going to create content and offers that authentically reflect my design and really appeal to my ideal audience. So by working with your strategy and the way you're designed to operate, you're going to attract clients who are naturally drawn to your authentic message. So just to give a recap, now look, there is so much more that human design can do for your business, but this is just a quick overview for today. I like to try and keep these podcast episodes short and sharp so you can sort of digest all the info quickly. But just a quick overview. So the four things were, number one, confident decision making. So knowing your inner authority and how you need to make decisions is the biggest time saver and game changer for your business. Number two, understanding your gifts and your definition is really going to help you shape what everything you do in your business, right? Number three, knowledge of your income streams and business models that align with you. So that's really going to help you fast track your business. And number four, the energetic operation in business and marketing by working with your strategy. So energetically working with your strategy is really going to help you really align your business and, you know, naturally draw those authentic clients. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to emphasize that while it's one thing to look up your human design chart or even have a chart reading, it's an entirely different experience when you start infusing specific elements of your design into your business foundations. And this is something I'm incredibly passionate about. And it's why I created the Genius Business Foundations program. And I actually created that using my strategy in response to the needs of my own clients. So whether you prefer like a self-study option or one-on-one personalized one-on-one coaching, this program, like you can choose how you run through it, it really dives deep into your chart and how you show you exactly how to integrate its elements into your brand and business foundations, into your signature offers and your marketing strategies. So this isn't wishy-washy advice you have to decipher yourself, right? It's about practical, actionable steps that you can use to infuse your unique blueprint into your business. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level by aligning with your human design, make sure you check out the links in the show notes for more info on how you can join that. And if you have any questions, as always, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram. The link's below in the show notes. I love to chat with you there and answer any questions that you have. Thank you for listening today, and you have some fun unlocking your full potential of your business.